Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir is Lilui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Rav Zev ben Rav Tzvi Halevi, Sechet Tzak Livracha, who was Nifter this week. We're holding in Menachas Daf Yudalit. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, the top of Amud Aleph, brings Rebbe's Shita regarding Shnei Kavasim and Two Chalas. And the way the Gemara starts, the Shita of Rebbe, Gemara quotes Rebbe saying, Rebbe Oimer, Oimerani, I say, Shazek Osher. Now, in many places in Shas, we have these words of Rebbe. Rebbe says, Rebbe Oimer, Oimer Ani. Many, many different places. We spoke about it a little bit in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yudalit. And we'll mention again some of the things that were mentioned over there. Rebbe Yosef Engel, in the Beis Oitzo, Ma'areches Aleph Klal Lamed Gimel, after he brings a whole list of places of where Rebbe says, Oimer Ani, he says, what's the pshat the Rebbe says, Oimer Ani? What's this idea? He says it's Derech Anova, based on the Gemara that says, Meshibotla Rebbe, Botla Anova. And in Meseches Harbiers, it says, Omaro, Afilu Rebbe Dan Vasanohu, it's called Anov. So it says in Reisiv Engel, what does it mean, Oimer Ani? Rebbe is saying, I'm not sure. Derech Anova, I'm not so sure this is the pshat. I'm not so sure this is the din. But this is what I'm thinking. Oimer Ani, maybe Efshar Loimer Kazedover. Oimer Ani is Al Derech Efshar. Since it's compared to what we do today, Nirila Nius Daiti. Meaning, I'm suggesting an idea, but I'm not so sure it's true. Rav Yosef Engel continues on and says another pshat. Brings the name of the Baal Shem Tov. That what a person knows, everything that he does not come from himself. It's come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All that he's able to accomplish comes from Hashem. Ani is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we see in the Gemara and Sukkah. So there's another way to explain the Oimer Ani, is they say it's not really me, it's coming from Hashem. Katrin of Yosef Engel says like this. The idea of the Lashon of Oimer Ani is only by Rebbe. He says, if you look at Tehillim, there's one place we have a similar Lashon. And Tehillim Perek Mem Hei, it says, Rochash libi dovar toiv, Oimer Ani ma'asai lemelech, l'shoini eit sofer mohir. So it says the word Oimer Ani in Tehillim once. He brings in the name of the Eben Ezra that Tehillim is all Ruach HaKodesh of what's going to happen in the future. So he says this pasuk that says Oimer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech refers to Rebbe. The Rebbe referred to himself Oimer Ani, and he says that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says Oimer Ani Ma'asai LaMelech, meaning Rebbe saying I want to do L'shem Shemayim, because we know the Rebbe wrote the Mishnah because Eis LaSoyis LaHashem Eferu Torasecho. So he did L'shem Shemayim. So it's L'shem Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he made Ma'asai LaMelech. What I'm doing is LaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shuni eit sofer moir, meaning I want to write the Torah Shabbat Peh. And he adds, it says, L'rochash libi dovar toiv, the sofer tevus of libi dovar toiv is Rebbe. And the word L'shuni is the gematria of Yehuda Anasi. So says Rav Yosef Engel, this pasuk is Miramis to Rebbe, who he referred to himself as Oimer Ani. So this is the gevaldik mahalach of Rav Yosef Engel in the Oimer Ani. We find another mahalach, maybe even almost the opposite mahalach, brought down in the Kuntres Yalkut HaChanoichi, which is printed in the beginning of Shut HaRavaz, Chelek Aleph. And there he says, he refers to, the Gemara says, the Rav Yosef says, Loititni Anova Diko Ono. That's what Rav Yosef told Rebbe. So he says, what does it mean, Loititni Anova Diko Ono? He says, Rebbe, you know, everybody says you're a big Onov. But I'm not so sure you're such an Onov, says Rav Yosef to Rebbe. Why? Because you always says, Oimer Ani. Oimer Ani. You always bring things in name of yourself. So when you're referring to yourself, that's not such a great Anova. He adds that the first word in Mishnayos is Me'emosai. So the Magal HaMukha says that's the gematria of Ani Yehuda HaKodesh. So Rav Yosef is coming to be mayor that maybe Anova of Rebbe is not as great as it seems like. And that's the Lashon that Yosef says. Don't say Anova. Don't say that there's the Rebbe is the biggest Anov. Because there is me, meaning Ano, Ani. Because Rebbe is using Lashon Ani, Oimer Ani. But we put back Rav Yosef Engel that we mentioned before. So Rav Yosef Engel is basically saying that Oimer Ani is Adra, but that's the Lashon of Anova. Saying I'm not so sure what I'm saying. Oimer Ani refers to that's not me, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he made that Taina, the way the Yalkut HaChanoichi says, it's not really a big taino. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shom Achshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.